Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
All right. Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It is August 6th. Yankees still down in Baltimore, taking on those Orange Birds. We tried to put up a fight last night, but it didn't work out. Talk Daddy put him in line. Gardner put him in line. Mike Ford, Breivik Valera, two RBIs. The regular heroes, the usual suspects in your face, Baltimore. Game two tonight, Jake. And now we're giving them even a more of a gift. We're saying, hey, Holder's going to start. Eat
Whoa,
shit.
Whoa, Jimmy. Come on, man.
Yeah, what of it?
He's gone full Chad Green. Hasn't given up a run since he's come back.
How many outings?
Two.
I like it. I'm here for it.
Three innings. No earned runs. No hits, I don't think.
Well, yeah, one hit up the middle that he magically snagged a behind-the-back comebacker.
Oh, literally, Tanaka makes it, and he's your god. Okay.
Yes. That's true. Holder's
trying to get that gold glove for relief pitcher.
Dude, ESPN's pissing me off. I paid money for ESPN Plus so I could watch some of these Little League World Series games. And then I go to watch ESPN Plus on my computer and they're like, unavailable. What'd I give you money for?
Yeah. Bad transaction.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I don't even get it. But I'm so excited for Little League World Series. Anyway. Speaking of Little League World Series, Orioles are bad.
Yeah. That's a pregame.
Thanks for tuning in. How are you doing? Are you excited about this game?
Well, we got your dude on the bump for the Orioles. Excited's not the right word, right? It's we had our scare yesterday. Up 6-1 to tied sixes, right? And unless I'm misremembering that.
No, you got it.
But like you said, the usual unusual suspects: Ford, Talkman, Gardy, Romine with Yabos, and it went from being like, holy smokes, if we blow this is gonna really suck, to now it's like, all right, let's take care of business, and like we've been saying, the goals have changed. The goals, it's not Boston, it's not Tampa. We've done that goal. It's keeping up with Houston and staying ahead of Houston. So if we need a game seven, it'll be in New York. So yeah, these just have to be wins.
Yeah, they have to. Holder is opening. Let's do the lineup real quick, then we can move on to all our thoughts. DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing third base. Aaron Judge is in right field. Didi Gregorius batting third at shortstop. He might have broken the record for foul balls yesterday. That was impressive. Gleyber Torres at second base. Gardner batting fifth, playing center field. This can't be right. Is this right? Do I have everything wrong? Is Maben DHing?
No, that's absolutely correct.
Cameron Maben's DHing?
Yeah, so what's going on here is that we have four outfielders we want to play, and technically the guy you'd put on the DH spot would be Judge, but he's also a gold glove caliber outfielder, so they're going to rotate him between DH and right field, but all four outfielders deserve to play, so Maben's going to get some run, especially with a lefty on the bump.
That's cool. Mike Ford's batting seventh, playing first base. Romine behind the dish. Talkman in nine hole. Batting in the nine hole, I already said that. Playing left field, Holder on the bump. So who's sitting? So Urshela is still getting some rest because he got like incredibly banged up. Who else is sitting? Valera sitting, and Higgy. Is there a bench? Gio, Valera, Higgy.
Yep.
Nice. I haven't read any of the reports from like Boone's press conference today, so I don't know if there's any new news. I can check that out. What do you think of this lineup? Does anything matter at this point? Honest question.
Not too much. I mean, I think there's something to be said. I mean, hitting Talkman last is almost rude to everyone involved, but it also is kind of fun. And Jim, I think this is something we never thought we'd say talking about the Yankees season, but we have to break up the lefties. Didi, Gardy, Ford, Talkman were every other from the three spot down. So,
yeah, that's true, and that is probably why. So Talkman's batting nine. It has nothing to do.
You've never seen a more exchangeable fifth hitter or ninth hitter than Gardy and Talkman.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That is true. Talkman batting nine. It does feel like kind of mad, but it's just lefty righty and nothing matters. Did you see all those tweets from our girl Katie Sharp about the 7, 8, 9 hitters or whatever it is, or 8 and 9 hitters?
Yeah.
The Yankees' production from their 8-9 hitters is through the roof. Talkman's got like a .480 batting average since July 5th. Things are nuts. Next man up mentality is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it incredibly. And now Holder's turn. It's Holder's turn. He's having a very poor season, bounced around. He was the first relief pitcher to ever be an opener for the Yankees last year versus the Rays. And he's doing it again. Hasn't done it this year. Yankees are 9-0 when we roll with the opener, so Holder better not blow it.
Yeah. I think 9-0. Is that what you said?
9-0, yeah. Hey, Jake, how many runs are the Yankees going to score? How many runs do you not care? Yeah. So, like, when they tied it at sixes yesterday, it sucked because Tanaka's pitching bad.
Right.
But I was not worried about winning the game in the slightest.
No.
In the slightest of slightest ways, I had no worry because the Yankees are going to score more than 6 runs, and I think they'll score more than 6 runs tonight.
Yeah, our guy, Adani, shout out to Adani. You listen to pretty much everything we do and buy every shirt we put up, so more Adani shout outs.
Adoni, but, I think you're saying. I think we've been saying it wrong. I think it's Adoni.
You say Adoni, I say Adoni. But he's our Batista, and we know we got that part right. And he's doing a ticket giveaway for guessing the score, and you and I both got in there. I went 14-4 today, so that's
well. I went
as long as the over under is above 17.5, I'm taking it today.
I went 6-2 very quickly, but then I saw like 5 other people guess that, so I just deleted it, and I think I went 10-3, which I like better anyway.
There you go.
So I got 10-3. Who are we facing? Asher Wojciechowski.
Asher Woj. Woj bomb.
Woj. I think he's older. He's 30 years old. He's been bouncing around forever. He had a really good start versus Boston. And then another really good start against the A's. Or Angels, I mean. Got slapped around by the Baltimore a little bit. By Toronto, I'm sorry. Same thing in my brain right now. Yeah. He's given up 7 home runs and 7 starts.
Yeah, and he's kind of a fun story. He's 30 years old. He's kind of a quadruple A player. He had a cup of coffee in the major and got not a little more than a cup of coffee. He had almost a full year in Cincinnati, got knocked around pretty good. And he's been pitching for the O's this year. It looked like he found something in the minor leagues, and his K rate has jumped up. I don't know if he just went the Astros route with it, but he's got more than a strikeout per inning in the major leagues this year in 34.2 innings. He's got 42 strikeouts, a 106 whip, which is really good. So yeah, I mean, maybe he ran into right teams at the right times. It seems like he's figured something out. But he's not, I don't know. Asher, scary, again, how quickly baseball can move. Asher Wojciechowski could potentially be good today.
Do you like him? Do you find yourself enjoying Asher Wojciechowski and liking Asher because you were a huge Asher Roth fan? The biggest Asher Roth fan I ever met.
No, I wouldn't say was an Asher Roth fan. I'd say is an Asher Roth fan.
Yes, yes. Yes. Remember when he signed to like Kanye's label and he was going to be the next big thing, and then no one's heard about him since?
Again, still a big Asher Roth fan. He's putting out that fire, so.
I hate college. That was his song, right?
I hate college, but love all the parties.
Yeah. Cool. Good stuff. Ashers. New York Yankees. Pitching path to victory, Jake. It's bullpen day. What are they doing? The Four Horsemen went yesterday. They all did. So are they them out? The most pitches was Chapman, who threw 16. I think they're all available. I think the hope is we don't have to use them, and we can go Chad. We can go Holder to Nestor to Sessa, Chad. But
yeah, I think in a dream world they want 7 innings out of Holder, Nestor, and Sessa. Which, I mean, talk about buckle up. But we'll see. I think they want to push Holder for 2. I think you can get a good 3 from Nestor or Sessa on the right day. So I don't know. It'll kind of, the game story will decide what happens from there. But yeah, if they need them, they'll use them. If not, I think they'd like to lean that way. And that's a little bit of shots fired at the Orioles.
Yeah. So
Tarp is around. I think Tarpley's around. We still got the 3-man bench. So you could see the Tarp get involved. So yeah.
Dude, I'm looking at the Orioles bullpen. It's just like, I don't care.
No.
Castro's good. Is he still doing good? He has crazy stuff, Miguel Castro.
Yeah, he's got crazy limbs. Like, I feel like every time I try to get excited for Miguel Castro, he just gets rocked because he's not a good pitcher. But he's like a slender man out there.
He's doing pretty well lately. In the month of July, he had 10 games with only 4 earned runs. So 6 scoreless, 4 with 1 earned run each. I don't know. I'm not worried about anyone in their bullpen. We could see Dylan Tate, who the Yankees traded for and then traded to the Orioles, who I've read looks bad since being called up. Not ready. Ooh, yeah. He's been rough. Let's see Dylan Tate.
Okay.
Anything else? You got a specific what to watch for?
Specific what to watch for? I don't know, man. We've talked about all the fun of the Yankees. It's so easy. I want to see Mike Tauchman, man.
Wow.
Let's be honest. Like, we've been through all the stats a number of times now. He's been all-star level, if not above, for like a month and a half now. And he has the big 2-homer game last night. It just seems like he's getting more and more comfortable with himself as the team has gotten more and more comfortable with him. And I mean, my real what to watch for would be Jonathan Holder, because, Jim, if he goes 2 innings scoreless today, I can start spinning some Jonathan Holder stats again. So that's exciting.
I'm tweeting out right now. I'm tweeting this hour now, and what you're saying, the Tauchman 2-home run game. Voit, during Players Weekend last year, had a 2-home run game versus the Orioles when he endeared himself to everyone's heart. Tauchman, it was in August, 2-home run game versus the Orioles at Baltimore. Wow.
Look at that.
And we were saying, like, maybe this is the next Voit. Now, like, he is the next Voit.
Yeah, it's the torch has been passed. Voit has graduated. Tauchman is the next Voit. On deck is Vicky Valera.
You think so?
Yeah, I guess so, because Ford stayed in the system.
Gio kind of did it. Gio's a little different thing, though. But not really, yeah. Even. He had... Yeah. Crazy. My what to watch for is the Orioles being pesky.
Pesky O's, thrown around.
They were throwing behind runners. They ran on Judge. Now, here's the thing. It's good baseball. They're trying real hard. So, like, that's actually, if you're an Orioles fan, I'd be happy to see that. And that Hyde has them playing hard in these games. That mean nothing? Like that, taking that extra base on Judge when he was lobbing it in, it's kind of, if you're an Orioles fan, you like that.
Oh, yeah, that's Storielli baseball, babe.
Tagging up on Gardner when Gardner wasn't expecting you to, just because people usually don't, it's good. But you could tell that Judge and Gardner were like, yo, fuck you guys. Don't make us try to beat you.
We're not here for that. You don't want us to turn yeah, it up to tag.
Yes, exactly. That's why Gardner was so fired up. But I'm looking at are the Orioles going to keep doing that, like running on Romine? If the Orioles want to play this way, don't they run on Romine every time they get on base?
They can.
They can. And
it's kind of been bizarre, man. We haven't seen teams try to take advantage of Higgy or Romine at all yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't get, because if you watch the tape from last year, I mean, they got abused.
I know. Romine made a mistake yesterday throwing up the middle and it going to the center field. So I'm interested to see these Orioles and if they try to be pesky, because I wanted to see a defeated Orioles team. Like, the Orioles played with more life than the Red Sox. They played with more life than the Red Sox.
Yeah, you're not getting a defeated Orioles team, Jim. They knew what they were getting into this season. They're all young guys trying to make it as major leaguers. You're not going to get a defeated Orioles team.
Okay. I like that. Good for them, then.
Yeah.
So, the other what to watch for is just Holder. Dude, Romine turning on balls is so fun. He's fucking smacking balls. His last three home runs have been like...
And it's silly, man. The swing looks great. Like, you find yourself saying, not necessarily corny baseball terms, but a couple, like, it just looked like his barrel was in the zone forever, and it's a really horizontal plane. Like, the swings look great. It's, I don't know. You don't get me on a Romine starting somewhere else next season tangent, because I'll go there.
Man. That's kind of sad to think about.
Yeah, and he might not. He could. He started out this season so bad, and I don't know. It would depend what Austin Romine wants.
Yeah, and what other teams are offering, I guess. I still don't think he's going to get offered a starting job somewhere. The Yankees won't even start him with Gary Hurt, so that's kind of telling.
He'd get offered the chance to compete for a starting job, which he wouldn't with the Yankees.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
The Homer Draft.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Mike Ford put Jake on the board yesterday.
Yeah. First pick for a reason.
Wow. Judge and Glaber did not, so I really wasted two big bats. I'm a big dummy. But I get the first...
I was a little away from a special day too, Jim. I don't know if you want to check the tape. I was between Didi and Talkman, and I went Didi, and so I feel a little folkish. But
well, I'm taking Talkman because I'd feel like a fool if I didn't take him first, and then he did hit a home run. So I'm taking Mike E. T. Talk Dirty to Me.
Talk Dirty to Me. Jim, I think I'm going to got a couple different ways to go about this. I'm going to take Aaron Judge.
Okay.
I told you I'm on my Aaron Judge crusade right now. I think today might be the two homer day. We'll see. Man, I am in a real tight spot between Maben and LeMahieu, Jim.
One of those guys I want.
I know. Who do you want? Because I'll honestly take the other. I can't tell. My ESPN isn't working on them.
I'm in a tough spot between Maben and Didi.
Okay, I'll take LeMahieu. I'll let you figure it out.
I like Maben DHing and just going to hit, baby. How rare is that for him?
Has to be extremely rare.
I now want to take Didi a lot just so, like, I got you off Maben for no reason.
And that's fine. I mean, I'm already regretting just completely ignoring Glaber, so.
I'm taking Didi. All those foul balls, he just seemed locked in but didn't get the results yesterday.
Yeah, he was less than an inch away from a yabo or two yesterday. It's not a bad pick.
What's the over-under today? We got bullpen day, the Yankees in Baltimore. It was 11 yesterday. The over hit. I'm now 3 in a row. Hey-o. Got 3 correct in a row. No, you took the under yesterday.
What? Maybe. Yesterday?
Yeah, you did, because you wanted to be different.
Oh, yeah. And, Tanaka, just don't blow up, dude. Anyways. Cameron Maben has 4 career at-bats as a designated hitter.
4 for 4, 4 homers?
He is 0 for 3 strikeouts.
Hey, good stuff. Good stuff. That's baseball, Susan.
Yeah, it's about to be. I've already taken today's over 14-4 final.
What is it set as? Do you know?
What do we think? Opener bullpen day for the Skanks. Asher, Roth, Wojciechowski.
I'm taking the over anyway because I have a 10-3 final. I would guess it's just 11 again.
Let's see. Yankees, Orioles. Yankees are the favorite today. Hot take. Over-under is 11.
Yep. And we're both taking the over. Good stuff. On a team, all right, turning to the chat. On a team with multiple All-Stars, could you imagine at the beginning of the season that people would want to go to Yankee Stadium to see Mike Tauchman play? No. No. He's so fun. It's so funny how much being good changes everything. Because when he was fired up after his first double, we were like laughing at him. Sincerely.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, calm down. And now I get legitimately fired up when Mikey T gets fired up. I'm all about it.
Now that his personality is out there, like the early Mike Tauchman stuff makes so much sense.
Yeah.
He was a caged puppy. He like really was.
It's crazy.
Wanted to be best friends with everyone and talk Thrones and talk baseball, talk football, talk anything. Everyone on the team that didn't know this guy was still like, well, we might as well leave our allegiances with Wader at this point. And now they're like, oh, no, he can hit.
We like him more.
He's kind of fun, too.
Is Holder opening the biggest punt of the year? No, I don't think so. I don't even think it's really a punt.
I don't think you can punt against the Orioles.
Yeah, and how much could Holder bury us? Two runs?
Don't test him.
I would like to think...
His last appearance before he got sent down was zero innings pitch, five earned runs, so...
Yes, but that was at the tail end of a game with like a long leash, right? Like, I don't think they're going to let Holder get bombed for five runs. I think if he like loads the bases up and then they give up a double and two run score or whatever, I think then Holder's out. I guess then it depends on the next guy. I don't think it's a punt.
It's not a punt. That's the final answer.
Final answer. Excited to see what old Jonathan Holder can do. Big day for him. Big night. All right. That's all. That's it. That's done. Jake, last words.
Tauchman.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.